天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。每个人也许都会做一些让自己后悔的事情，对一些过去不可弥补的错误感到羞愧。这让我想起一篇小学作文，作文的题目是最后悔的一件事，作者道出了他那时候因为置气而不愿意将溺水的妹妹拉上台阶，使得妹妹永远地离开了世界。那篇作文被评为优秀作文，那每一字每一句都非常触动人心。如果那篇文章是记录一个真实的故事，那么我相信这篇文章一定是和作者悔恨的泪水一起诞生的。我有时候会想起那篇作文，会想起那个不认识的作者，不知道他是否还是活在痛苦和悔恨中，更重要的是不知道他是否知道2000年前有一位对他来说素不相识的人，为了赎他的罪，为了他的自由，甘心当作罪人被钉死在十字架上。我想如果他知道，也许他的灵魂会得到释放，他的生命也会不一样了吧。好，那我就不多说了，让我们今天一起来听一听麦克牧师的讲道吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
你好，亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
This is the second to last broadcast in the series of messages from the book of Joshua.
这是我们根据约书亚记所讲的系列信息的最后两讲。
In this series, we are learning how to follow God's plan for our life.
在这个系列里，我们学习如何跟随神在我们生命中所定的计划。
And sometimes, in following God's plan in our lives, we are forced to ask Him, "You want me to do what?"
在我们跟随神为我们生命中所定的计划途中，有的时候我们不得不问神，你让我做什么？
In my personal experience, I have seen two types of people.
以我个人的经验来说，我见过两种人。
There are those who run from their heavenly Father when they sin and disobey.
一种是当他们犯罪违背了神，他们转头就跑，远离神。
And those who run to their heavenly Father when they are convicted of their sin and rebellion.
另一种是当他们知道自己悖逆得罪了神，他们就会跑到神面前来。
Your reaction to your disobedience depends on how you view your heavenly Father.
当你违背神的时候，你的反应如何，很在乎你如何看待你的天父。
Do you view him as vindictive, arbitrary, angry God?
你是否认为神是喜怒无常、专制霸道、好报复的神呢？
Do you think God will punish you when you seek forgiveness and so you run away from him?
当你寻求饶恕时，神反而责罚你，所以你转头就跑。
Or do you see him as full of mercy, full of grace and compassion to the repentant sinner?
或者你知道他满有怜悯与恩慈，对认罪悔改的罪人充满了同情。
Now here's the problem.
但问题是，
Many people equate the relationship with our heavenly Father with their relationship with their earthly father.
很多人以自己和生身父亲的关系等同于他们和天父上帝的关系。
My listening friend, that's a big mistake.
我亲爱的朋友，这是很大的错误。
Whether your earthly father was gentle or harsh,
不论你亲生父亲和蔼或严厉，
Whether your earthly father was kind or unkind,
不论你亲生父亲慈祥与否，
Whether your earthly father was merciful or not,
不论你亲生父亲是否满有怜悯。
Whether your relationship with your earthly father was good or bad,
不论你跟亲生父亲的关系亲不亲密。
Do not equate your earthly father with your heavenly father.
都不能等同于你和天父的关系。
The only way to truly know what God the Father is like is to read His Word in the Bible.
唯一能让我们真实地认识天父上帝的途径，就是查考圣经里神的话。
The only manifestation of what our Heavenly Father is like is in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son.
唯有神的儿子耶稣基督才能把天父真实的样式彰显出来。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 20, we see a glorious glimpse of the character of our Heavenly Father.
在约书亚记二十章，我们看到天父光辉性情的一闪。
Here in chapter 20, God instructs His people to exercise justice and compassion.
在二十章这里，神吩咐他的子民实践正义和慈爱。
How?
如何实践呢？
By building 6 cities of refuge.
就是建立六座逃城。
This was not a new concept to God's people.
对神的百姓来说，这不是什么新的概念。
God has already given these instructions in Exodus 21, Numbers 35, and Deuteronomy 19.
在出埃及记二十一章、民数记三十五章和申命记十九章，神都曾吩咐过他们设立逃城。
Why would God stress the importance of building those cities of refuge 4 times in the Bible?
为什么神如此强调建立逃城的重要性，以至于要在圣经中四次提出来呢？
Because God wanted to stress the sanctity of human life.
因为神所强调的是人的生命是神圣的。
God wanted to impress upon His people the value that God places on every life.
神要在他百姓的心目中留下深刻的印象，让他们知道神多么重视生命的价值。
God wanted to emphasize the seriousness of killing another person, even if the death was accidental.
神重视杀人罪的严重性，即使是意外杀人。
The law of God required life for life.
律法要求以命偿命。
And the murderer was sentenced to death.
谋杀犯会判死刑。
But if the death was accidental, the killer would not have to die.
但若是误杀，不是蓄意杀人的凶手，则不需要死。
He could go to the city of refuge.
他可以到逃城接受庇护。
However, the danger for him would come from vengeful family members who would want to kill the offender.
然而受害者的家人总想要报复，所以肇事者随时会遭杀身之祸。
But God is the God of justice and mercy.
我们的神却是正义又有怜悯的神。
So God told His people to build 6 cities of refuge throughout the promised land.
因此神吩咐他的百姓在应许之地建立六座逃城。
These cities were built to shelter and protect people who had unintentionally killed someone.
建立这些城市的目的就是要庇护那些并非蓄意杀人的肇事者。
And the roads to these cities of refuge were kept in excellent condition.
通往这些逃城的道路要保持通畅平坦。
And the crossroad signs showing the way were clearly marked refuge.
十字路口也要树立清晰的标志，写着逃城，也就是避难城。
But that's not all.
不仅如此。
Runners were also stationed along the road to guide the fugitive.
沿途还派遣带路员指引避难者。
The runners would point out the direction of the city of refuge.
带路员要指出逃城的方向。
These runners would support the fugitive during his journey to the city of refuge.
带路员还要一路为避难者打气。
These runners would guide him to the gates of the city of refuge.
带路员要把避难者一直带到城门口。
And once the fugitive arrived at the city,
当避难者一抵达逃城,
the fugitive would present his case to the city elders who formed the court of law.
城里由长老组成的听审团将要听取避难者对案件的陈词。
The court would make a provisional decision to give him asylum until a proper trial was held.
听审团做出临时决议，是否收容避难者，直到正式开庭做出判决。
If the main slayer was acquitted of premeditated murder,
如果杀人者被判为非预谋杀人，
this man had to live in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest.
这个人就可以住在逃城里，直到那时的大祭司死了。
After the death of the high priest, that person was free to go home and live in freedom.
大祭司死了之后，这个人才可以重获自由，回到自己的家乡。
My listening friend, I know some of you by now have some questions in your mind.
亲爱的朋友，我知道现在你心里一定有些疑问。
Some of you probably asking,Why is the man only free after the death of the high priest?
可能有人会问，为什么一定要等到大祭司死了之后，这个人才能重获自由呢？
Because the high priest's death was the only ransom for the manslaughter's charge.
原来大祭司的死是被告杀人者唯一的赎价。
The death of the high priest was the only redemption for the guilty charge.
唯有大祭司的死才能救赎被控诉的肇事者。
The death of the high priest was the only atonement for sin.
唯有大祭司的死才能够赎罪。
The death of the high priest was the only satisfaction for justice.
唯有大祭司的死才能满足公义的要求。
Can you see the importance of this, my listening friend?
亲爱的朋友，你看出了其中的重要性吗？
Because that's exactly how Jesus Christ acts on our behalf.
因为这正是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
You and I are guilty people.
你和我都是罪人。
We were born guilty of inherited sin from Adam.
我们一出生就带着从亚当传下来的罪性。
We were guilty by breaking the law of God.
我们因为违背了神的律法而有罪。
We were guilty by living for self.
我们因为自私自利地活着而有罪。
We were guilty of ignoring and snubbing a holy God.
我们因为藐视并拒绝圣洁的神而有罪。
Now whether we did this out of ignorance or full knowledge,
不论我们是出于无知或明知故犯。
Whether we did this deliberately or not,
无论我们是否故意犯罪，
The courts of heaven have convened and they pronounced us guilty as charged.
天上的法庭已经做出裁决，确定我们的控罪。
But perhaps some runner along the way told you that you can find the city of refuge.
不过，可能有沿途的带路员告诉你，有逃城可以庇护你。
You can find relief from guilt and escape from the grip of sin.
你可以从罪疚感中释放出来，也可以离开罪恶的魔爪。
And when you arrived at the city of refuge, you received atonement and redemption because the great high priest Jesus Christ died on the cross for you.
当你抵达逃城，你得到了救赎，因为大祭司耶稣基督已经为你死在十字架上了。
Now I want to tell all my listening friends who have confessed Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
我想告诉你，亲爱的朋友，如果你承认耶稣基督是你的救主和生命的主宰，
Those who believe Jesus is the Son of God who came to earth as a man.
如果你相信耶稣是神的儿子，曾降世为人。
Those who believe that Jesus died for your sins and was resurrected on the third day.
如果你相信耶稣基督为你的罪而死， 并在第三天从死里复活了。
To those I want to say that the reason you are redeemed is because the great high priest died for you.
如果你相信，就让我告诉你，你之所以得救，完全是因为伟大的大祭司为你而死。
But there's some more.
再说。
For those of you who are redeemed, now you have become runners for others.
你们已经得救的人，现在就成为带路员。
We are the runners who point the way to the city of refuge.
我们要做一个为罪人指路去逃城的带路员。
We are the runners who help others find escape from death.
我们要成为一个帮助别人出死入生的带路员。
And that is why the psalmist could look forward to the death of the great priest Jesus on the cross of Calvary and say in Psalm 46 verse 1.
因此诗篇四十六篇的作者带着期盼看大祭司之死，也就是耶稣在哥哥他的十字架上之死。诗篇四十六篇第一节怎么说
？God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
That is why the Apostle Paul could look back on the death of the great High Priest Jesus on the cross of Calvary and say in Romans 8 verse 1.
因此使徒保罗回顾我们的大祭司耶稣在哥哥他的十字架上是死，他在罗马书第八章第一节那里说
Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
And that is why the writer of the epistle to the Hebrews in chapter 6 verse 18 could say to us,
因此希伯来书的作者在第六章十八节那里告诉我们
Having fled for refuge in laying hold of the hope set before us,
我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人。
And that is why, my listening friend, no one who is in Jesus Christ needs to fear the judgment to come.
所以我亲爱的朋友，凡在耶稣基督里的人都不用惧怕将来最后的审判。
My listening friends, let me ask you this question.
亲爱的朋友，我想问你。
When you make great mistakes in your life, do you run away from the only refuge for forgiveness and healing?
当你犯了人生中的大错，你是逃开那唯一能使你得饶恕、得医治的避难所呢？
Or do you run into the refuge of the great high priest Jesus, who died on the cross and rose again for you?
还是奔向那大祭司耶稣基督，他曾为你死在十字架上，又为你复活，成为你的避难所呢？
Today, you can enter into the city of refuge.
今天你就可以进入逃城。
Pray to God and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I cannot reach heaven by my own attempts.
向神祷告说，主啊，我知道自己是个罪人，靠我自己是到不了天堂的。
I believe that your perfect son, Jesus Christ, who is God of very God, came to the earth as a man.
我相信你那完美的儿子耶稣基督，他是神。来到世上成为人
，so that he could sacrifice himself for my sins by dying on a cross，
为我们的罪牺牲了自己的生命，死在十字架上。
Lord, I understand that the only way to be saved from eternal damnation is to accept Christ's gift of salvation。
主啊，我明白，脱离永恒的灭亡，唯一的途径就是。接受基督所赐的救恩。
Lord, please forgive me of my sins.
主啊，求你赦免我一切的罪。
Amen.
阿们。
Now, for those of you already follow Jesus Christ, let me ask you this.
如果你已经是跟随耶稣基督的信徒，我想问你。
When you see people all around you who are desperate to find the city of refuge,
当你看见身边的人都在急切地寻找一个逃城
Do you become that signpost to the city of refuge, or do you keep silent?
你愿意成为那指向逃城的路标吗？还是你要保持缄默呢？
Are you running along the way, or have you abandoned your post?
你是否沿途带路，还是早就放弃了你的职责呢？
Are you leading the way, or have you lost your way?
你是在前头带路的，还是自己都迷失了方向呢？
Today, you too can pray to God.
今天你也可以向神祷告说，
Lord, make me a runner for you.
主啊，让我成为带路员。
Lord, make me a signpost to lead others to the city of refuge.
主啊，让我成为引领别人抵达逃城的指路标。
And my great hope, my listening friend, is that all of my listening friends will enter into the city of refuge and seek the great high priest Jesus.
亲爱的朋友，我最大的希望是所有的听友们都能进入逃城，找着我们的大祭司耶稣基督。
And then become runners and leading others who do not know Christ into the city of refuge.
然后成为带路者，引导还不认识耶稣基督的朋友进入逃城。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目里再会。
非常感谢您的收听。有些人说自己犯下太多罪，神是不会原谅他的，就让他在罪恶里堕落吧。但是其实神知道我们是一群没有办法自救的人，所以让主耶稣来到世界为我们赎罪，让我们可以投靠他，得到罪的赦免。你为什么还要犹豫呢？来吧，相信耶稣，你的罪就会永远的免去了。而已经是基督徒的弟兄姐妹们，你是否还在为自己的罪感到无能为力呢？撒旦在你耳边控告，你是个失败者，神不会再给你机会了。但是你要知道，神是慈爱的，他已经知道所有事情的前因后果，只需要你能够承认，能够在他面前悔改。我们是一群罪人，是没有盼望的人，但是因为神是信实慈爱的，他也是绝对公义的，从他那里我们有了盼望，不是出于自己，而是白白的恩典。现在我们就把信心建立在他身上吧，虽然我们也许会失败，但是他永远不会失败，在他里面凡事都能。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
双手领受你应许，阿爸天父，我真